people.
Yeah, there's plenty of people in Gaza. But is a change in place. There's been just about as much change as I'd figured that's been made in right in this area in here as anywhere else in the county. And I believe within the next 10 years, I'm just predicting this, it might be 15 years, that I believe that if you drop back in this area in here, from the Bucks North exit back toward Dixon in here, I believe you'll see quite a lot of changes. I believe the people will come in here and build houses, homes, and places like that. I think it'll finally open up and they'll start building, because that's what happened at Pier on 100 Highway from Centerville to Nashville, the highway in there. When they first built 100 Highway, they won two or three residents from Duck River from on out the ridge. And now then, this real nice home all out, well, Centerville City Limits now go from out past 48, you know, Fairfield area in there. They take that area in and back on 48 here on 100. But I believe as time goes on, that they'll start building in and around this exit down here, because we've got this crossroad, the Sun and Waver Road, you see, crosses there. And we're about the right distance, 56 miles from Nashville, Bucks North exit is. Mm-hmm. 56 miles around Nashville. And there's a lot of people are driving it now, working in Nashville, you see, that live down in around in this area that go back and forth with cars. And I don't know that it'll happen or not if this gasoline shortage develops. I have hope that the bus lines, bus companies would run something like a local bus line and pick up people at these here exits. It looked to me like that'd be very convenient for the people if they could ever get a bus system in Nashville set up. They're trying to change their system there. And if they could ever get a system there where you get where you wanted to go in Nashville. So as you go in here on a local bus, say Greyhound or a Trailway bus, then you get on the bus there and go to wherever you want to get to there. I believe it'd be a lot of people would ride the bus, you see. You take it to Bucks North exit, 48, 46, and 96. If it's a local bus, maybe start down at Tennessee River, you know, early in the morning, and make a run in and then back at night. I may be wrong. That may never happen, but that's what I think. I believe it and hope it will happen in the future, that they get a bus system set up, you see, where it would accommodate the people on that line, you know, to help them out that way. But we do need something in that line to help out on this transportation. And as time goes on, we'll get more road built. Our roads are rough in here yet, but as time goes on, I believe that they'll develop these roads in here. They work them around the county seats mostly, you know. You get back in the outlying edges of all back to these rural counties where they don't keep up their rural roads. Mm-hmm. And they let them get rough sometimes. But I feel like as time goes on, that we'll get a road through this area here, falling down. And they're developing this large area down here between the lakes, you know, and on the Cumberland and Tennessee River in Kentucky. Line, Stewart County in Tennessee, and there's two or three counties in Kentucky that they're developing in that area in there between the Cumberland River and Tennessee River. Mm-hmm. Kentucky Lake, and I can't think of the name of that dam down there in Kentucky. It, they're building a big recreation area down there, you see. Mm-hmm. And Pickwick's up there above Savannah. And Erin. We go out from here going north of here, you go through McEwen and Erin, Tennessee, and Dover. And when you go through Dover, then you're down in that area, you see, in between the lakes, you see. Mm-hmm. And I think that they'll develop that in there, and we'll get more roads through this country in here to set us up.
Yep.
Go ahead.
What buildings did you have around your farm?